This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, it's Mariners Pod. Thanks for being here once again, as we have a lot to talk about. The Mariners getting set to take on the Angels this weekend for what should be a very interesting four-game series, including a doubleheader coming up tomorrow, so we'll touch on that coming up. Also, the Mariners take 2-3 from the Yankees in pretty entertaining fashion. We'll touch on that as well. The debut of Luis Castillo, which was pretty great. We'll talk about that. We'll also hear from Ken Rosenthal, his thoughts on Luis Castillo being a Mariner. That's pretty fun. We'll hear from Jared Kelnick coming up as well. So a full Mariners pod. Of course, the M's coming off of winning 2-3 against the New York Yankees in the Bronx. We had talked about it at length. We knew it was going to be a tough trip with the Astros and the Yankees just in survival mode, especially with the Julio injury, the France injury as well. Survival mode until you can get to the soft part of the schedule. And the Mariners almost threw the 13 of 20 gauntlet against the Astros and Yankees to start the second half of the season. Still one more series against the Yankees after this weekend versus the Angels. But series in New York didn't start out well. The Mariners, of course, taking 1 of 4 against the Houston Astros. The Yankees, big bats in game one of the series, beating Marco and the Mariners 7-2. But the M's returned the favor. They outslugged the Yankees in game two, 8-6 final, including Sam Haggerty, a big home run.
Here's the pitch. Swing, corked out to left field. This is blasted back. Gone. Home run. Pinch hit style. Sam Haggerty off the bench in the Bronx has given the Mariners a stunning 7-6 lead in the seventh inning. Where did that come from? That was a rocket show.
So pretty wild ball game, as the Mariners at that point had taken a game. So an even series coming into Wednesday. Beautiful pitching matchup, Castillo against Gerrit Cole. Although the Mariners, they played serious long ball in the first inning against Cole.
Here's a Eugenio Suarez. And the pitch on the way to Suarez. Here she comes, swinging a drive deep to left field. Benintendi going back, and this one is gone. Goodbye, baseball. He does it again in the top of the first inning. Hey, Eugenio Suarez jumping on Gerrit Cole's first pitch. Hits a three-run home run. He had a two-run shot in last night's game at the top of the first inning. And very quickly, the Mariners jump out to a 3-0 lead here in the first on Hey, Eugenio Suarez's 18th home run of the season. 3-0, Mariners lead here in the first. How about that?
And the Mariners weren't done. Jared Kelnick, this was great to see.
Cole looks in, has the sign. Here's the pitch of the way, swinging a drive deep to right field. Going and goodbye, baseball. Jared Kelnick with the Mariners' third home run here in the top of the first inning. His first home run since coming back from Triple-A Tacoma, a two-run shot. And it's now the Mariners 6 and the Yankees nothing. And the fans are still finding their seats here at the ballpark.
So the Mariners put a 6th spot on the board in the first, the most runs Cole has ever given up in one inning, including 3 homers. And as it turned out, that would be plenty for the new ace for the Mariners, as Luis Castillo was excellent in the ballgame.
The payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He blows it past him at 99 miles an hour. Luis Castillo throws it off the plate, and it doesn't matter. Carpenter goes chasing after it. It's the third strikeout in as many innings for Luis Castillo in his Mariners debut in New York.
Actually pitched even better than the final line. He ends up going 6 2/3, 5 hits, 3 runs, 3 walks, 8 strikeouts along the way. Nice debut for Castillo. Here's what he had to say to Shannon Dreyer after the ballgame.
Very nice debut for the Mariners. Congratulations on that. Is there any different emotions or feelings for you? Any nerves different because this was your first start for Seattle?
Bueno, sí, un poquito de emoción. Tú sabes ya que un debut con un equipo nuevo. Pero no me sacó de mi rutina, sino seguí enfocado y por eso tuvimos buen trabajo hoy.
Oh, yeah, you know, it was a little emotional, obviously. It was my first game with the Mariners, but again, that did not distract me from my routine, and, you know, we ended up getting the win.
You can expect 6 runs before you take the mound every game now, 6 runs of support before you even take the mound every game.
Bueno, es bien que arranquemos haciendo carrera así. Ya voy al montículo con más preparación, con más relajamiento mental y vamos a seguir tirando adelante.
I mean, it's always good going up there with so much, like, a little bit of a cushion. I mean, I go up there a little bit with, you know, more of a plan, a little bit more relaxed when I get up there.
Luis, how much does it help to have a guy like J.P. Crawford playing behind you and making all those defensive plays for you?
Bueno, me pone un poquito más confianza, ¿sabe? Al tener, no nada más él, sino los otros peloteros también. Ellos saben, tienen una buena rutina y saben aparar la pelota como deben de apararla y me siento muy cómodo con ellos allá.
You know, it makes me feel good because obviously it's not just JP but all the other guys back there. It makes me feel, again, playing a little more relaxed, and it makes me feel good that, you know, looking back there, there's a couple guys that can make the plays out.
You faced this Yankees team just a couple of weeks ago. Did you feel that you needed to mix things up or change things, or did you have a specific plan of attack there that was just...
No, tú sabes, ya yo voy al montículo ya a competir con cada bateador que venga al plato y siempre tirar mi picheo de calidad en la zona donde yo le haga daño y continuar haciendo el trabajo bien.
You know, I just go up in the mound and just see every batter that comes up there, whether I throw up every pitch, every quality pitch that I can, and wherever I feel like it will hurt them the most, and that's, you know, usually what I throw.
There was a lot of reporting before the deadline that the Yankees were interested in you. Was it ever a thought in your mind that, you know, you might end up here in the Bronx?
Bueno, para lo que tenía en mente, sí, porque era un equipo que estaba muy interesado en mí, pero caímos aquí en los Marineros y vamos a seguir tirando para adelante, ayudar al equipo lo más posible que podamos.
You know, in my mind, yes, because they were one of the teams that was very interested in me, but I'm here with the Mariners now, and, you know, you just got to keep moving forward, and now I'm here to take this team as far as we can.
You might not expect 6 runs in the first every start, but do you expect Suarez and Winker to hit a home run in every one of your starts?
Claro, fabuloso. Si ellos golpean un jorrón, tratando de ayudarme y ayudar al equipo. Y si ellos lo siguen haciendo, vamos a tirar para adelante.
Of course, it'd be fabulous. I mean, they're doing it to help out the team. If they can do it every time I'm up there, you know, that's really good for us.
What are you looking forward to in going to your new home ballpark?
La buena fanaticada que me han dicho los compañeros que son allá. La ciudad muy bonita y a seguir continuando, dándole un mejor resultado ahí en la lomita.
You know, I'm expecting the beautiful fans that the players keep telling me about, and also the beautiful city that, you know, I've heard so much about. So, you know, just excited to be there.
Hey, Santana talked about being energized going to this team, being in a playoff race. Has he felt that over the last 2 days, the intensity and the energy of playing in a playoff race?
Sí, sí. Tú sabes que es un equipo que tengo 2 días conociéndolo y veo la intención de los muchachos que estamos jugando para ganar. Y eso es lo que tenemos que hacer, tratar de ayudar al equipo para ganar y a ver lo más lejos que podemos llegarlo.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I've only been here 2 days, but what I can tell from these guys is that they're playing to win. So, yeah, of course, I'm feeling that energy the same as well.
Hey, Luis, when you came off in the 6th, we saw you give a hat tip. Who are you tipping your hat to as you walked into the dugout?
Bueno, toda mi familia que estaba allá arriba, mi mamá, mi papá y mis hermanos que estaban ahí arriba, sabe que ellos vienen a apoyarme. Si voy a jugar cerca de donde yo vivo, ellos siempre vienen a apoyarme.
That was actually for my mom, dad, and my brothers. I mean, no matter where I play, they're usually there, and they were here there to support me.
And Suarez's former teammate also talked to Shannon after the game. He was pretty happy to see Castillo on the hill.
All right, guys, I'm down here right now with somebody who is kind of in the middle of everything today, and Eugenio Suarez, and we talk so often. It just seems like you get this offense going. When you get a hit early, when you get a home run, this offense goes. What do you look for early?
I mean, I was ready, you know, early. I just want to be aggressive on Gerrit Cole. I know he threw a lot of strikes, and, you know, when I saw those two guys in the base, I just want to, you know, do something for my thing earlier. Because, you know, Yankees, they got a really good team. And, you know, getting Gerrit Cole earlier in the game was a big kiss for us today. We got it serious, and we got this game was nice.
How big is that series? You talk about how good a team this is. They've got 70 wins. This can be a really tough place to play. What do you as a team take away from a series win?
I mean, we came here to win the games. You know, we fighting. We know, we all know that the Yankees are a really nice team, really good team. They play really well right now, and but we play better than them in this series. You know, this is about winning, and we won two or three, so we go happy to come to we go happy to home. So it's not a series here.
What about the guy on the hill? Was he like you remembered?
That's the guy that I remember. I was so happy for him. It was kind of like a little bit towards the first inning, but after that he made a big adjustment and he got the W, the first one with the Mariners. And I'm so happy to have him here. He did a really good job. He came in, he strike it some a lot, and happy for him, yeah.
What can he bring this team?
I mean, he bring a lot of energy. I mean, he's the guy that he likes to compete, and you see today, he bring a lot of energy, and now we got one of the best pitching right now in the league. We're so lucky to have it.
Can we talk about J.P. Crawford for just a second? That relay throw was tremendous. Then in the eighth inning on Donaldson, the top spin on that ball. How does he make that play?
I love watching J.P. You know, he did a really good job. He's one of the best shortstop. That's why he got Gold Glove a couple of years ago. And, you know, he make an outstanding play today that was big for us. You know, keep it the game like that, hold the game like that. And like we say, I love watching him play.
Two out of three here in New York. How are the vibes?
There's a really good vibe now. And like I tell you, happy fly, go home and keep going.
And finally, here's Scott Servais after what was a very challenging road trip for the Mariners.
15 days in a row we played, grinded out, you know, against a couple of the better teams in the league. And couldn't be any prouder of our group, how we showed up the last couple of days. We really swung the bats. That was the key to this. So you have to put big point numbers up here in Yankee Stadium to beat this club, and we were able to do it. So jumping on Gerrit Cole early, that's the key. Any of the great pitchers in this league, you got to get them before they settle in. And, you know, Gino took advantage of a breaking ball, middle of the plate. Santana follows it up, and good for Jared Kelnick. You know, it has been quite a year. Hopefully that gets him going. I thought his at-bats today were really good. But say all that offensively, and it made things a little bit easier for our newest addition, Luis Castillo. I thought he was awesome. I couldn't be any more excited about what he's going to bring to our ball club, the stability, taking the ball every fifth day, the confidence, the stuff, pitching in this environment. He just pitched against them, I don't know, 10 days, a couple weeks ago, and he does not back off. It was fun to see. I told him yesterday, talking to him, I said, your best friend on our team is going to be J.P. Crawford. And when J.P. made the dive and stop of the line drive by Hicks from the mound, he looked at me in the dugout. He's like, yeah, you're right. J.P. had a great game defensively. It was really the key to the ball game tonight. Pitching, obviously the big home runs, but you got to run prevention. And there's nobody better in my mind than J.P. Crawford. He was all over the field today. So nice way to wrap up this stretch of games. We'll head home off day. Look forward to the homestand and our fans being behind us when we get back home.
You've watched him before, the stuff, but to see it up close, just the D-Lo was up today. He's putting the slider where he wanted. Just how nasty was it to see it up close?
Really, his best pitch probably been his changeup, and it wasn't as good today. You know, he really leaned on the slider and command of it. You know, I know he walked two or three guys, maybe should have been a little bit less based on whatever, but awesome job by Luis, just kind of getting established. And I think he knows we've got a good club. He wants to be part of something special here going forward, and should be a fun couple months of baseball ahead of us.
You know, they've been dealing with losses of players all throughout the season, but to come in here down two of your better, best offensive players, what does it say for this group?
No, it says a lot about our group, and grouping them up afterward and talking to them about where we're at, kind of what we've come through and what's ahead of us, I think is really important. The one thing about our club, we don't look back, we look forward. I think it's really important that our guys understand that. And we lose a couple guys of injury, probably two of our best offensive players. We just keep looking forward. Who's going to step up? Who's going to find a way? And Gino's obviously with the home runs the last couple of days. Santana's picked it up. Nobody's hotter than Adam Frazier. Winker chips in and Kelnick. Everybody has to do their part. Just do your job, and that's what our guys are doing.
Scott, talking to a few guys pregame, they were talking about how much Castillo will pitch inside and dominate both sides of the plate, that he's not afraid to pitch inside. How important is that? When you have his kind of stuff,
pumping 98 mile per hour sinkers and moving it back inside like that?
There's a lot of guys that throw 98 in this league. It's the movement. And like you said, Ryan, the ability to take that to both sides of the plate. So guys never get comfortable, you know, and there's a lot of experienced hitters over there. Josh Donaldson, I mean, he's trying to guess where he's going, and he can never quite guess right because Luis has got so many weapons, and he uses them all. You know, he doesn't just settle into patterns with that great stuff. That's why he's an elite pitcher in this league.
A couple of hits for JP, but you mentioned defensive plays. Just how valuable is he to Castillo and this whole team?
That's how you win games. It's pitching and defense. You know, I go back to the throwing the guy out the plate in the second inning when they start to get down Luis, you know, the ball down in the left field corner. They try to send him. If we don't get that guy out, here comes the top of the order. Big play there. The diving stops. The pick of the – I mean, JP's all over the field today. That's JP Crawford at his finest.
It's fitting that Suarez and Winker leave the yard for Castillo's first start.
Well, I think Castillo's going to like all of his new teammates, along with his former teammates. We got a good group. I think this group believes – I know they believe in each other, and that's what it takes. You play this many games, go through some adversity. Like I said, and we need an off day to kind of recharge a little bit, get home. But like I said to the group, what lies ahead of us the next couple months, it's going to be a lot of fun baseball. It's stuff they're never going to forget. So you got to sacrifice a little bit to get a little bit, and this group is willing to do that.
Castillo's a horse, too. He goes 100 pitches easy. You look at his pitch numbers and stuff, he's not afraid to go over 100 pitches. Like today when you needed him, he was willing to take the ball after.
He's not coming out. I wasn't the manager here during vintage Felix Hernandez days, but that's kind of looking at Felix when he was coming through in his heyday. That's what it reminded me of today. This guy's a dude. He's a number one type starter. He wants the ball. He can get deep in games. He can do all those different things with the pitches he have, and he's a very good competitor.
Okay, so now the Mariners turn their attention to today. Robbie Ray on the hill for the Mariners in Game 1 of the series. Sandoval going for the Angels. Game 2 tomorrow at 1:10. Game 3 also tomorrow at 7:10. Split doubleheader coming up tomorrow. Then the wrap-up of the series on Sunday. Then the Yankees coming to town Monday through Wednesday. This is going to be a really interesting series for a lot of different reasons. This is the first time these teams have seen each other since the brawl, and the two teams have gone in completely opposite directions. If you turn back the clock, it was June 19th. The Angels had just taken 4 of 5 from the Mariners. And at that point, the Mariners were 10 games below 500, 29-39. Since that point, the Mariners, 28-10, the best record in the American League. The Angels, 11-25, the worst record in all of baseball. This is a real opportunity series for the Mariners. The Angels coming off of a dreadful July. They were 6-18 in the month. Their offense just disappeared. Of course, they're playing without Mike Trout right now. They batted 199 as a team, worst batting average for a month in team history. They hit 15 home runs for the month. That's it. Aaron Judge hit 13, just for a comparison. Their strikeout rate was through the roof, nearly 29% in the month of July. Just really struggling offensively. And then the ironies of all ironies, they played the A's yesterday as the Mariners were off. They hit 7 home runs in the game to account for 7 runs, and they lose 8-7. It's been that kind of stretch for the Angels. Ohtani pitched 2 days ago, so the Mariners will miss Ohtani pitching. He did hit 2 home runs yesterday, so the M's will have to deal with that. But this is a real opportunity for the Mariners right now, the second wild card behind the Blue Jays and in front of Tampa Bay. A lot of teams clustered right behind Tampa Bay. Baltimore, 2 back of Tampa Bay. Cleveland, 2 back as well. The White Sox, 3 back. And right now, the Mariners half game ahead of Tampa and still trying to track down Toronto. So, ended up being a really good trip, 3-4. You would take that against the Astros and Yankees. Now, with 11 games left against the Angels, 9 games left against the A's, 7 against the Tigers, 6 against the Rangers, 3 against Kansas City, schedule starts to flip for the Mariners finally. Baseball Reference had the Mariners with the third hardest schedule up until this point. So, chance for the Mariners to take advantage, 57-49 on the season. We'll see what happens this weekend against the Angels. Should be very, very interesting. Now, speaking of Castillo on the mound, Aaron Goldsmith had a chance to catch up with Ken Rosenthal. Really interesting perspective, not only about the trade, but I think, at least I'm always interested in what the trade deadline is like for someone like Ken Rosenthal. So they'll dive into that as well.
Well, Kenny, what a haul the Reds got for Luis Castillo. Jerry Dipoto has developed the best farm system in baseball. He has used it as currency. What are your thoughts on the trade of Luis Castillo coming to Seattle?
I loved it both ways. I really love it for Seattle because I'm a huge fan of Castillo. I covered the game he threw in Yankee Stadium about 2 or 3 weeks ago. He was brilliant that night. He relished the stage. He was unafraid, and he's got the stuff to go with all of that intangible quality. So I love him, and I think he's going to make a huge difference for them. He's an ace. Now, with what they gave up, yes, they gave up a lot, but they are in a unique position. They haven't been to the playoffs in a little bit. So from Jerry DePoto's perspective, it's time for him to win. Mm-hmm. It's time for the franchise to win, and I liked it from both perspectives.
This time of year for you is crazy. It's tiring. How many cell phones do you have on you right now? Or how many backup batteries do we have, Ken?
I only have one cell phone. I only have one charger. Maybe I'm missing the beat there. But it is all the things you said, Aaron. It's tiring and it's exhausting. It's also electric. Mm. When things are happening, it's pretty wild. And what I really enjoy is writing about it all and kind of analyzing it. The Twitter thing is what it is. You win some, you lose some, you get beat by 2 minutes, you win by 2 minutes. I'm not sure it's all worth the effort we put into it. But at the same time, fans love it. Mm-hmm. And they love the action. Players love it, too, to some extent, unless they're involved. And frankly, if they had two trade deadlines, it might be good for the sport, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do as much as you could. So it's part of what makes the industry great. And I'm honored to be even playing a small role.
Do you and Paston have some type of digital scoreboard that you keep up between the two of you? Who gets it first? I mean, I trust you're ahead on this, Kenny.
Maybe ahead lifetime. I don't know if I'm ahead lately. Jeff's really good. He's not the only one. A lot of people who are really good. And what I've come to question in recent years is the value of that versus the value of a really good story. Mm. Because maybe I can do that and no one else can do that. If Jeff or anyone else breaks a story, I can probably confirm it pretty quickly. So I get it, and I've done this a long time, and a lot of people know me for it, so I respect it. But at the same time, to me, I always tell young people this, it is not everything.
Ken, that's a really interesting point you bring up, because in this Twitter world, I mean, this is why The Athletic was born, right? And this is why you are the face and the scribe for baseball for The Athletic, is to bring this long form of baseball writing back into vogue. And my goodness, has The Athletic ever soared? And you were a part of the very beginning of their baseball coverage, of course, and their flagship writer. What is it about writing about this game that you love so much?
Well, I enjoy, Aaron, really, the people more than anything. And it's scouts, it's players, it's GMs, front office types, agents, executives of all kinds, owners, all these different people from all over the world associated with baseball, and I enjoy telling stories about these different people. And what I meant by the writing, long form is part of it, mm-hmm. but there are also stories you can write that tell people something they did not know that is not an MLBTradeRumors.com kind of exclusive. I'll give you an example. Right after the All-Star game, I found out that Edwin Diaz was responsible for getting David Bednar into that game. Diaz with the Mets, Bednar with the Pirates, and it looked like Bednar wasn't going to pitch, and Diaz basically told the staff, the Atlanta Braves staff, hey, he's got a pitch. It was a great story. It was a lot of fun to work on. No one else had that. Mm-hmm. To me, that's a win. Mm-hmm. Now, again, it's not a Twitter win, but it's a win. And there are other stories like that you can point to. So all of these things go into what we do. Twitter is important. Those kinds of stories are important. Long form is important. Even television is important.
Finally, Ken, you've got some well-earned vacation coming up after the deadline. Field of Dreams game's coming up for Fox. And then you're going to recharge the batteries a little bit for October. What is it like writing about baseball in October when you have one series after another, game after game, the travel between the two cities, late nights, early mornings? Can you walk us through that process?
That's a hard time of year. Now, this is the hardest time of year in some ways in the winter meetings because of the intensity of it. But in terms of sheer volume of what you have to do, being on television during a broadcast, even though I may not be on all that much, I got to be on as far as being ready.
Right.
And then to write about it after the game, I love to do it. That's why I do it. I probably wouldn't have to do it every night if somebody told me you can take a night off. But I love it. Tom Verducci is exactly the same way. He writes every single night. He's one of my heroes in the business, of course. But that's, for us, what we do. And that's the essence of it, even more than being on TV. Mm-hmm. And if I didn't write after a postseason game, I'd feel kind of empty. Mm. And that's why I do it, even though it means, like, no sleep. It's just insane. But it's the most fun time of year, too. It's what it's all about.
Kenny, you're truly one of the very best to ever do it, and we can't wait to have you in Seattle this October.
I can't wait to be there.
It was great to see Jared Kelnick hitting the home run in the final game against the Yankees. Shannon Dreher, a chance to catch up with the Mariners outfielder.
Jared, great to catch up with you, and I know it's been a little bit of a whirlwind getting back, but just kind of wrap up the last 24 hours and where you're at right now.
You know, I'm happy to be here. It's kind of been just a lot of crazy stuff going nonstop. When I got called back up, I was taken before the game started and then had a 6 a.m. flight. Had to get up at 4, flew right to Houston, and then stretched and went right in the game. So it's been just nonstop go.
Are you a plane sleeper?
Yeah, I try to be. I mean, you have to when you get like 2-3 hours of sleep, but you deal with what you can.
All right. Well, hopefully you got a good night last night. Now you're in the stadium right here, probably one of the most fun places to play in baseball. I want to just kind of hear. I mean, we've been following what you've been doing on paper. Where are you right now and where you want to be with your baseball?
Right where I want to be. You know, I kind of just got all the voices out of my head and focused on myself and got myself the way I want to be and the way I play the game. And I let the results just kind of take care of itself, and, you know, I had fun doing it and had fun with the guys down there, and here I am.
What's the first step? What do you try and clear all that out?
You take ownership that it's you and nobody else, and you don't rely on anyone else, because I feel like anytime you go through a funk, you know, at the end of the day, you're the only one that can get out of it, and if you just navigate through it by yourself, I think that's how you establish confidence in what you do.
Where does your confidence come from?
Myself. And just kind of like the situation that I was in, and you know, I reminded myself the type of baseball player I am, and that was what gave me confidence.
How has that translated to what we've been seeing in the numbers? We definitely have seen the power numbers. We've seen some good streaks from you. What are you at the plate right now?
Like, confident. I know what I'm looking for. You know, I have confidence in my eyes, trust in them that, you know, they're going to shut it down on pitches so I don't chase. But, you know, for me, it's just staying on the fastball and, you know, staying in the middle part of the field, and that's what's going to allow me to adjust to the rest.
What have you learned about that? I mean, you got down, you got to thinking about that, and how did that kind of translate into who you are and how that works for you?
I think it really just started like just in batting practice and doing things in the cage. You know, that was something that, you know, really took off for me. It's in the cage, really understanding what I'm looking for and not swinging until I get it, and so that when I go into the game, it's no different.
You talked about kind of recognizing pitches right now. What have you been able to see at Tacoma?
I mean, they're throwing a lot of off-speed down in AAA, and it's allowing me to, you know, take the ones that are the, you know, the pitches below the strike zone. I think early on I was swinging a ton at those, and when I was down recently, I've been laying off a lot of pitches below the strike zone, working a lot of walks, and getting pitches up in the strike zone that I hammer.
What does it mean if we're seeing you take walks? That means that you're seeing.
And then I'm seeing the ball, and that you know, I got a plan. No, I'm not trying to be the hero every at bat.
How much have you paid attention to what's been going on up here?
You know, I'll be honest, like, I've really just tried to be where I'm at, and I was down in Tacoma, and I was trying to help those guys win ball games. That was like where I was.
Well, how fun is it then to come up and be able to help something very big right now?
Right, yeah, no, I'm excited to be here and excited to take what I've done in AAA and help this team now win, you know.
One of the things you said is you're not taking batting practice on the field right now. And I think hopefully people understand now that that is not the be-all out there on the field. The big work gets done in the cages.
Yeah, you know, I think that sometimes when I'm out on the field, I get away from my plan, trying to hit the ball further and harder. And Like, that's not what I want to try to do. I want to be able to have adjustability and have good, you know, bat to barrel contact. And in the cage, you can only hit it as far as the cage will let you. So you don't have to think about trying to hit the ball super hard. Just focus on getting your work in and getting out.
Interesting. You know, you kind of said something like that in spring training. You need to take it a step back. You don't want to do too much.
Yeah. And I think sometimes you can lose your approach when you come out onto the field.
Perfect. What's it going to be like to run out in this field tonight?
It's going to be fun. You know, last year we played here. We had a good series here as a team last year. So they're a good ball team, obviously the best team in baseball. So we're going to come in and we're going to play our game, and I'm sure the rest will take care of itself, kind of like everything else.
It's going to be fun to watch. Jared, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.